wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
All right, good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Aaron, and off we go here.
Get it.
Starting with our Houston Rockets this morning. And when I heard it was one game, what was your initial reaction when you heard they were going to be suspended for one game?
Well, I expected.
Really?
I expected more. Well, I mean, just from our conversation yesterday, I don't know that they have. I think they want to keep them on board. I think if you suspend them more than one, it could worsen the problem. So I think they want to keep them on board. So I think it's just one.
Well, and Steven Silas, I mean, there was no question he's trying to put this behind
him. It should have been more than one.
It should have been more
than one. But I just didn't think so, because you're dealing with players who are already volatile. And if you suspend them more than one, they might fight you. They might throw something at you.
They might egg your house.
They might throw something at you. Yeah. They may refuse to do
TP you, your house. You don't know.
I mean, Christian Wood. You never know with Christian Wood.
So I don't know. I don't know. I just thought, well, there's a lot of stuff. Steven Silas before the game. Here were some thoughts by Steven Silas about the suspension and about the guys.
That's a great question. It's all part of it. He is. And he's emotional. He's a competitor. He's a good kid. He owns up to his mistakes when he makes them and tries not to make mistakes again. And that's pretty much all you can ask for from a guy. So, yeah, we put a lot into him. And we knew that he had a past before he came here. But you know, we hold everybody accountable to what they do, and he crossed the line, and he'll be back, and we'll still love him, we'll still grow with him, and everything will be okay. So yeah, we've spent a lot of time, and for this to be blown out of proportion, it should not be. It should be a bump in the road, and we continue on, because if you really love somebody, you don't take one instance and say that's it, or make it to where it's more than it is. You love them, and then when stuff like this happens, you love them even more.
So that was specifically about KPJ. Specifically, they knew he had a past. He doesn't want to blow it out of the pool. He loves the kid. He thinks the kid is a good kid. I've never met him. I have no idea. We see what we see from the outside. He obviously had his problems in Cleveland. He had to leave.
I met him. He's a really good kid.
Well, I don't know that you can judge that out of just meeting him like that.
Well, I saw him once.
I saw him on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems good.
Yeah. Well, no, he seems like a
nice
person.
Kid.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not a great shot selection, but seems like a nice
right.
kid.
Right. As far as a kid goes, yeah. I don't know. Steven Silas knows him a little
Steven
better
Silas
than we do.
Steven Silas is saying all the right things to protect him.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't want to blow this out of proportion. You know, I think anytime that you have insubordination and direct conflict with coaching staff, when you have his background, it's a concern. And but I would expect Steven, I mean, if you're trying to make it work with him and you're not planning on cutting him right now, you've got to protect him a little bit. You've got to try to reshape the narrative if you can, because, you know, Sham Sharania had it out there. Tim McMahon had it out there. This is he was part of the crew that was out, got their heads busted up at the strip club. And I think it was Miami, Orlando or Miami, during COVID, when they weren't supposed to be out.
Orlando.
Was it Orlando?
Either,
I think
one,
so,
whatever,
yeah.
Whatever.
Honestly, I'm fine with him doing that. That's part of his job. I don't know if it's fully accurate, but I think it's the way you need to approach it if you're a father figure type of coach, like an A.J. Hinch. You know, I always look at A.J. Hinch is that. And Stephen Silas is like, you love him up. And, you know, he's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it doesn't change my vantage point at all. I think I felt this way before anything happened. And he's a very volatile personality. And I am a little bit concerned. I am a little concerned with Jalen Green, you know, posting his passive aggressive stuff after the game the other day about trust and, you know, where it's what athletes do now is they take to social media, especially Instagram stories that don't have to be deleted, that kind of disappear, and they'll post ominous commentary and or like with Deshaun rap lyrics, and they just want to get you talking. They say stuff without saying it. I don't want Jalen Green to be in that camp, you know. And he's going to be tighter with Christian Wood or Kevin Porter Jr. You know, I don't know his relationships. He's probably going to be tighter with them than he is the coaching staff. But the fact is, 27-year-old Jalen Green, 24-year-old Jalen Green is probably going to look at this way different than 19-year-old Jalen Green. We were all at 19. We're all just emotionally underdeveloped. That's just the fact. We don't have enough life experience, any of us. And that's why I think it's so critical not to have bad influences on how to work, how to accept coaching, how to play on the court. It's bad. It's even worse for a 19-year-old. It's one thing when you're a 22-year-old rookie. It's way different when you're a 19-year-old rookie with no structure from college ever. You've just had a limited G League, and you've been in AAU your whole life. I mean, it's going to be tough if they don't get it cleaned up.
No. And he goes on to say, you know, that we're all lumping Christian Wood and KPJ together. And the speculation is that KPJ, who has, by the way, according to Adrian Wojnarowski and Tim McMahon, Porter has well-documented anger management issues, which the team believes he has made progress on, but those surfaced again Saturday and ultimately drove him to leave the arena instead of rejoining the team for the second half. Porter became angry after John Lucas challenged him at the half, revisiting an issue that led to the guard losing his composure on the bench during the first half. And it's interesting that we're lumping the two of them together.
Yeah.
The thought is one was competitively pissed and was so outraged that he had to leave the arena. The other one just quit on his team. And that Christian Wood's actions were more egregious than KPJ's.
Well, I mean, that's a direct. Well, one is direct insubordination, Christian Wood.
In Christian Wood's first half and second half were direct insubordination.
Yeah, I mean, that's the direct insubordination. The other one is an insubordination through reaction, but he's an impulsive guy. I know at some point somebody will say, he needs help. He says, you can't hold him accountable. He's probably got mental issues. Like, that's the favorite thing is you don't want to hold a player accountable. And somebody on Twitter will say that, like, you just have to let it go. You can't just let it go. I mean, Kevin Porter Jr. is being dealt with right now. We'll see what happens with it. I don't think he's a long-term fit. Christian Wood just basically said, nah.
Mm-mm.
You're not the boss of me.
Well, I am, but
I'd like for you to go into the game. I'd like for you to go into a game. No.
Well, Dave, and when he did
Rafael
go into
Stone's
the game.
Got to look at trading
It
him.
Started with him not starting in the game because he missed his COVID protocol.
Right.
He missed his testing. Or he was late for his testing, whatever the case may be, and he gave zero effort. The Rockets were actually up. He got into the game, and they were just destroyed after he got into the game and because of his effort. And then it boiled over into the locker room, and it created that situation with KPJ. And then Christian Wood wouldn't return. We focused so much on KPJ leaving the team, being pissed off, throwing something in the locker room. And actually, it's Christian Wood.
It's a bigger concern. Yeah. I think it's happened multiple times. Not that particular instance, but what I read over the weekend was that this is like the third incident that they've had with Christian Wood. And he's had some, he's bumped heads with his teammates a little bit on the court as well a couple times. But, you know, this is what I think back to some of my own parenting at times where when you don't hold people accountable for rules, where they don't think they should be held accountable, what happens? Because I see this with my own kids. We get mad at them, and sometimes we don't follow through because you're like, man, I don't want to have to Like I followed through with snacks and took a whole season of basketball away from him. And it's, you know, I kind of regretted it, but at the same time, you know, you need to have some deterrent where they learn. And then, but other times we just don't do it. Well, then there's always the thought that, all right, you say I'm punished, but I'm not really punished. Just like the whole, all right, I missed the protocol. If you know that if you miss this protocol, you're suspended and you missed the protocol, then you should go through your suspension if you know it. But if you don't think the rules apply to you or if you've never been held accountable, then that's the kind of thing where you go, wait a minute. What? I just missed the test. Big deal.
Well,
and then it becomes there's no accountability to the rules.
And isn't this the same that happened with Justin Reed, actually?
Yes, it is the same.
It's the same thing.
And look at Justin Reed's behavior and response. Was not great either.
No.
And so that's what I think that you know, we talk about the young players and everything, but it is, I mean, to an extent it is, and I'm looking at myself, I'm looking inward here, it is parental in some ways, is that some of us haven't always held, because you don't want the, you're like, all right, this is supposed to be the penalty, but I'm going to go lax. I'm going to back off, because you don't want them to have to go through that. But you're doing your kids a disservice if you don't follow through. And so now we have a generation of players who they just don't think. And I understand that the COVID testing doesn't feel as like it's not as.
These kids don't like love punishment like we did.
No. I sat. No. And I couldn't wait for my dad to get home. I was like, I can't wait for my dad to get home. This is going to be amazing. This
will be great.
See, Mom, can you get the
Kirk
belt, please?
Kirkstreet is right.
Yeah.
They don't love punishment.
They don't love punishment like we did.
No, like we did.
We feared it, but it is the same with Justin Reed. Like, you broke the rules, bro.
Was some thought when Justin Reed did that it's happened with other teams, and other teams just go, hey, whatever. Just get here on time.
But so what?
You know what?
Other teams? I don't care what other parents do. So what would other
teams do?
Well, but
I want to be raised by those parents, not mine, because they make me. They sit me out.
That's
great.
If Snacks can get me a first round pick from another family, he's gone. I mean, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you've got value,
right?
Snacks is going to get me a scholarship, some type of academic or athletic scholarship, that's fine. I'll cut him some slack. Raise a little AAU kid. I'll raise a little baseball kid, travel baseball kid. Who's like, I want the $900 bat. Right. Fine, here it is, son. Here's your scholarship. He ain't getting scholarships.
No.
So, no, I've got to start coming down on
snacks
him harder.
Got it. Yeah, you do have to punish Snacks. There's no question. 712 ESPN 97.
I caught him listening to Biggie Smalls for while he was doing homework. A, you're not supposed to listen to Biggie Smalls, period. Not the explicit versions. And 90s rap did not have clean versions. You can find clean versions now. They weren't doing that many. Although I take it back, you had some that would show up on radio. Hmm. But no, you're not going to go on YouTube and do a Biggie Smalls mix, have me come into the room and you're doing homework and then you look and you know you're in trouble. Because, first of all, you're not supposed to listen to music during homework, and you definitely can't listen to Biggie doing homework.
Why not?
You can't. I mean, so I got to come down harder on Snacks.
Well, I don't know.
It's not working. Whatever I'm not doing
right now. Aren't you a
little
proud he's going to be walking around dropping F-bombs all over, you know?
I mean, it was Big Papa. It's a mainstream song, but
yeah. Isn't he from Richmond?
It wasn't like the Ten Crack Commandments. Mm. Who, Biggie Smalls?
No, Big Papa.
No, he's from, Big Papa's from.
I thought you said, you told Reneal.
He was calling out. That's Papa Joe. Yeah, that was my man, Big Bank Hank. That's lyrics from a Paul Wall song, Sitting Sideways, where he shouts out Big Bank Hank, Papa Joe, and Box. I know him as Kevin Starks, Forrest Greenwood, and Don Solomon.
Oh.
Those are from Rich. Those are my Richmond homies. Yeah, that's Papa Joe, not the same as Big Papa.
Oh, different. I got you. Okay.
Shout out to Forrest Greenwood.
I missed all the
AKA
what about
Papa
Lil
Joe.
Papa? Where's he?
I mean, probably at a James Harden birthday party with Lil Baby.
Maybe. It's 7:04. Are they related? Lil Papa and Lil Baby?
If we can get a birthday party with Lil Yachty, Lil Xan, Lil Papa, whoever that is, mm-hmm. If we can get all the Lil Baby,
what
if
about
we can
all
get
the
all
youngs?
The Lils,
can we get all the youngs together?
We can get some of them together. Yeah. We can't get all of them anymore, but we can get some of them.
Hey, how about this? When we come back, Gilbert making his New Year debut.
Are you sure that's the real Gilbert?
That's the real Gilbert. Tell him that he's got a way through the break. We'll do it on the other side. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 718 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you missed it, the Christmas party, you missed us having a nice, we had a Gilbert Christmas, and we haven't heard from him since.
Have a holy Gilbert Christmas.
It was a Gilbert. It was a Gilbert Christmas. We went to his house, brought him all kinds of stuff, and he's joining us now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Gilbert, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What? Oh, he sounds good.
Yeah, you sound much better. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I just got a little liver problem anyway, you know.
Liver problem?
But I'll be okay anyway.
A polyp? Did you say polyp?
I think he's liver a problem.
Oh, liver problem. What's the matter with
John's
your liver?
John's got a liver problem, too.
Yeah, I've always got a liver problem.
Yeah, a little bit off anyway. But
yeah, mine too. Mine too.
Because of the pneumonia anyway.
Because you drink.
I'd like to thank you and John. I'd like to thank you and those people who came by to see me today anyway. I'm going to do $1,000 and buy new mattresses anyway, you know.
New mattresses?
Nice. Were you? You're
gonna
go
worn out anyway.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. You're putting it to use.
Yeah, you should buy Texas Mattress Makers. Go by there in Uval, and we'll be able
to.
Can you
tell the manager what happened to me, the manager?
Who?
Can you tell the manager what happened to
me? Yeah, I can tell the manager what happened to you. Yeah.
Well, you tell them that, and they'll give me a big discount, you know.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's absolutely. When are you
going to
go?
Anyways, I'm glad you gave me the keep the egg fried cap. I like that cap anyway.
Keep those egg rolls fried.
That was
Irv.
Yeah, Irv gave that to you. La Raza gave it to you. Keep those egg rolls frying. And then what's the back say?
It says
Gilbert, what's the back of the hat say?
Big deal. Yeah, big deal anyway.
Gilbert, I'm sorry. Hey, I was sick. I had the flu for a little while, so I was not able to. I was not able to see you, and I felt bad. Did you get the NFL Network? And they sent a picture frame to put your favorite.
Yeah, I got that. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that.
Are you wearing it right now?
I'm not wearing not that cold out there right now.
It's not?
It's cold out
there. It's in the 40s, Gilbert.
Gilbert, it's cold.
I'm going to stay indoors anyway. I can't go out in here yet anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing that now.
Gilbert, you can wear it inside.
I'm wearing that now anyway. Yeah.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
My birthday is next month anyway.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't. What your birthday?
What? Oh, that's...
Wow.
What for my birthday? I want Jennifer Ray to come to my house and wish her happy birthday anyway.
Oh, well. Go ahead, John.
And if me. Anyway.
Got anything else coming up?
Wait, and what you?
If me to come to see me on my birthday.
Who?
Esme.
You want Esme to come see you too? Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk. I'll talk to her today. She's going to be out front here, Gilbert. We'll see if she can come.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
February 24th. That's what we'll get everything set up anyway, though.
February 24th.
That's, just get everything set up, he said.
Anyway.
That's it.
It's.
I knew this was going to start.
Yeah,
this was going to spark something. That really.
Yeah. Get everything.
Can you arrange that?
We're going to get.
What's that?
I don't.
Can you arrange that?
I don't think so,
Gilbert. I mean, you're asking them to come to your house. That's a little difficult, okay? Yeah. I don't know.
It would be difficult anyway, you know. Can you surprise me or what?
I don't think so, Gilbert. I don't know Jennifer
Did you like the last surprise?
I don't know Jennifer Reyna and... You know, Esme, that's just uncomfortable. I mean, for her to come to your house, Gilbert. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think so.
What are your intentions there, Gilbert, with Esme and Jennifer Reyna? What about
Jennifer Reyna only? That's all.
Well, I don't know Jennifer Reyna.
How about Jennifer? He's bargaining now. All right. How about Jennifer Reyna only?
Can you email her?
Can you do what?
I don't have her email, and I don't think she makes house calls. She's on the news. She doesn't do that, Gilbert.
Well, she work in the morning times anyway, the traffic on the morning times, you know.
Yeah.
That's a busy day. And then she's got to monitor traffic when she gets off the air.
Yeah. She's really.
For the next day.
Gilbert, I don't think they make the news people or our people out front, they make house calls.
No, but can you make it happen as a surprise?
I don't
think
I can make it happen.
I think he can do it, Gilbert.
I think, Gilbert, we kind of did all, you know, That's
Gilbert, February 24th, I'm going to keep reminding John. You knew that, though. Gilbert, I'm going to keep reminding John, February 24th.
Maybe Lance could get...
That's draft time. That's
maybe Lance. We're in the middle of Adams to come to your house.
I got combines. If I could get her to come to my house, come to a house, it'd be mine. It wouldn't be yours. We always say.
So yeah, Gilbert. I don't know. You're asking a little bit too much there. Well, I'd rather raise another $1,000. But we did that.
Listen,
you got man.
Here's your takeaway.
All good,
Gilbert. Well, you put me on the air with Jennifer Ray a long time ago. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, where Heel had her in?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So you've already met her in a way. So
yeah,
you don't
you
need
did.
To meet her then.
It's all good.
Okay, good. We'll check that off the list. Let's see. $1,000 check. New mattress discount check.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Aina check.
Yeah. All
NFL
good,
Network,
Gilbert.
Check.
Now,
keep those egg rolls fried hat check.
Maybe we just be happy with stuff that we got instead of asking for more stuff. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, a little bit.
You're a little out of line, Gilbert. A little bit.
A little bit.
Is what Irish
for a little bit more. That's all. I know it's your birthday, but okay, we don't get news people delivered to our house for our birthdays. Okay,
don't we?
That's all.
Okay.
All right. All right, Gilbert.
Have you ever gotten a bike, Gilbert? I'm going to ask you a quick set of questions. Okay. Have we ever helped you get a brand new bike more than once?
I keep my regular bike anyway.
Have we ever had you at a Sun and Ski to get a brand new bike?
Did we ever do that for
yes
you?
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Was there a box delivered with $1,000 in it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yes, there was. Okay. Yeah. Did you meet Roger Clemens at Minute Maid Park and get a special tour of Minute Maid Park and meet Jeff Bagwell?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
And I say all that to say this. I think John can definitely make Jennifer Ryan happen.
That's
not a big deal compared to the rest of those things.
I don't think that's happening.
That's not a big deal, honestly.
We're just going to go with the thousand.
Can you pick somebody from Channel 13, Gilbert?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that either. All right, Gilbert,
Wendy and Jennifer Ray to holler at Sal.
Okay. All right. So
Wendy
hold on.
And Jennifer.
The bargain's back on. Hold on. The negotiations continue. Wendy and Jennifer Ray.
Wendy
can make Wendy happen.
Didn't Wendy already come to see you?
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, she did.
All right, well, talk to you later.
Gilbert,
okay.
real quick. What was the number one hit from October of 1978?
October 1978.
Yeah.
Let's see. Leaving you, John, and John DeVoe, you're the one I want.
Okay.
That it?
I'll check.
We got to see.
You're the one that I want from Greece?
Let's see.
You're the one I want, yeah.
Number one hit. Let me see.
You're the one that I want. Was released in 1978.
October.
You're the one that I want.
Kiss You All Over and Hot Child in the City.
Gilbert, do you remember those songs? Hot Child in the City?
Hot Child.
Chart history. Upon its release, blah, blah, blah.
What was the number one?
Reaching number one in several countries. In the U.S., it reached number one in July of seven. So it was in July, Gilbert. July, unfortunately. You've been eliminated from the phone call.
Yeah.
You're going to go home with $1,000, a discount on mattresses, and a potential meeting with Jennifer Reyna. We thank you for playing. When we come back, we go for the big bucks and talk about Ben Roethlisberger, the defending champ. Thank you, Gilbert.
We talk about
Ben Roethlisberger, the defending champ in Pittsburgh. Is he calling it quits in the final speed round? When we come back right here. On.
And is he a champion? Yes, he's a champion. If Ben Roethlisberger was here, if they had champion energy Pittsburgh, then guess what? Ben Roethlisberger would be a big advocate of champion energy because He is a champion. And if you want to be a champion, you see Alex Bregman, who's a champion. Have you ever seen him talking about champion energy? Yes. You know why? Because Alex Bregman loves champion energy, because Alex Bregman saves money. Does he have that big $300 million contract that Carlos Correa is trying to get? No. His is only $100 million. So he's got to save some money somewhere. He saves it with champion energy. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560 and start saving like Alex Bregman. Do you want a $100 million contract? Yes. Does Alex Bregman have one? Yes. Does Alex Bregman have champion energy? Yes. Oh, there you go. Champion.energy/1560.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Art says, I need Bree and Alita delivered to my house for my birthday, please. No, we're not delivering Bree and Alita to your house. And Todd the Show said, all Gilbert wants for his birthday next month is at Jennifer Reyna TV to visit with him. Let's make his dream come true, at least a Zoom call. You know what? Maybe that is a possibility. If Jennifer Reyna sees this tweet, then she can maybe a Zoom call. But Gilbert doesn't have a computer, so I don't know. I don't think he's computer savvy in that way, so there's that. I think Gilbert wants her there in person to smell her or something.
That was just, delete that. Go ahead and delete that. Aaron, even Aaron's in there like, what? Why would you say that with your out loud mouth?
I'm sure.
Here I was thinking that the worst thought I was going to have today is with John saying, we don't get news people delivered for our birthdays. In my head, I thought, John, you're married to a news person.
Yeah,
you haven't delivered for your birthday.
Well, and she already went to see Gilbert. He already had.
Let's make it happen.
A news person. Well, she's not a news person per se. She's.
You know this is coming. Childish Out TV, we're not doing what you say.
No.
Chastain could hook up Gilbert with a new car. Nope.
Nope. Oh, no.
Don't we all, Gilbert? Trent says, don't we all, Gilbert?
Yeah.
I don't know directly what that's referring to, but it's probably for one of the many things
Jennifer
that Gilbert Rayna was asking
delivered
for.
To our house. That's what he wants.
Y'all created a monster.
Yeah.
We kind of knew that was
the
case.
We did.
After years of dealing with Gilbert, you know. It's what's next.
You know what's coming.
We're just always looking forward.
Hey, my birthday's coming up.
Gilbert's looking forward.
I knew that was a problem.
He got a pack. He got three free egg rolls. He's like, hey, is that it? Remember that? He's like, he wanted the sack. He wanted a sacco rolls.
Let's just sit down with Courtney and plan a giant listener party for Gilbert's birthday.
But it's just going to lead to a bigger party next year.
Yeah, no. Or we just try to
be careful about feeding the bear.
Bear
you got to know if you feed... If you feed the bear's coming back.
Yeah.
We love Gilbert, but that's part of his allure and charm.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have spent probably in the neighborhood of 50 phone calls off air talking about him wanting me to get him inside the NFL coffee mugs, which I tried to explain time and time again. NFL Network has nothing to do with inside the NFL. On Showtime.
But
the calls kept going, and well, why don't you get me a Super Bowl? And I know you've gotten that one several times, too, the old Super Bowl program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I brought him a Super Bowl program from the Super Bowl. Yep. It was like and a hat. Like it was like $100.
Yeah.
I was like, here, Gilbert.
What's more expensive?
Yeah. I didn't get a – where do you get a shirt?
Hey, why don't you have a sweater anyway? I thought you'd wear the hat. So – did you, what was more expensive? That stuff from, what's more expensive? Getting memorabilia from the Super Bowl or from the Masters? Probably close.
Real close. Both of them are real uh-huh. sporty. Real sporty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Ben Roethlisberger, I mentioned him before we had to send away our challenger Gilbert, or maybe our returning champ Gilbert, I'm not sure. Ben Roethlisberger yesterday took to the field to take the coin toss by himself. And this is, for those who don't know, Ben Roethlisberger is, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or I don't know. That's such a played out. What else? Who else is smart? You don't have to be
brain surgeon.
You don't have to be Gilbert, somebody who knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
To know that
this you don't have to be Gilbert.
Yeah, you don't
stuff?
Have to be Gilbert to know that Ben Roethlisberger is not a good quarterback anymore, and this is it for Ben, like for his career. He won't go anywhere else, and he should be start and finish Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's great. A player who start and finish with his own team. I think that's awesome. And he took to the field by himself. They had him go out there by himself as a team captain. He talked about that that action.
I was mad at him. I wanted him to come out with me. You know, it's as soon as I took a couple of steps, I looked, I knew what they were doing, so I gave him a little like you guys. You know, this team is very special. I mean, in the locker room afterwards, and them on the field, and just everything. That's why I love this place, and this is home. And these are my brothers, and I'm so blessed. Not just these guys, but all the guys that I've been blessed to play with over my years.
You know, the guy who has been there for a majority of the years, well, almost all the years, I mean, I think minus 3 years, was Mike Tomlin, his head coach, who's been there since 2007, I think is when he came in. And Mike Tomlin talked about the opportunity to do it with Ben.
We got a short week this week. We got to go to Baltimore, more AFC North football, and you guys know how we feel about that. We're excited about that opportunity. We'll get singular focused and go put forth our best effort. But tonight, we just pause and we're appreciative of Seven and his body of work and had an awesome opportunity to kind of share in this moment with him, and he shared some words with his teammates, and just a beautiful thing.
And it doesn't end there. We'll round it out, the Pittsburgh Steeler talk and Ben Roethlisberger talk, with former Jets general manager Mike Tannenbaum says, well, Ben Roethlisberger may be gone, but he knows a certain quarterback they need to be making calls about.
This one's easy for me. Coach Tomlin's pumping his fist. If I'm Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, the Rooney family, I am simply not getting off the phone with the Green Bay Packers in the offseason. Guys, could you imagine Aaron Rodgers with that defense in Pittsburgh? They have playmakers at all three levels. He comes in, they could fix the offense. And the only thing I'm saying to Aaron Rodgers is Tom Brady had the Tampa Bay defense. They won a championship. Our defense is as good as Tampa Bay. We could go win a world championship this year in Pittsburgh with you as a Steeler.
I agree, huh? I don't know. They'd probably have to pick up another weapon on the outside.
I ain't trading them. I'm Green Bay. I'm like, nope. We're all good. Everything's good again. How much money do you want? We screwed up with Jordan Love. Jordan Love will be the next Aaron, meaning he's going to keep waiting. Why would you trade? You are literally the favorite to win the Super Bowl. He's going to win back-to-back MVPs. Why in the world would you trade
him? And he says he is.
Seriously. And it seems better between those guys. And he and LaFleur get along.
He has said they're getting along much better.
They're getting along better. He and LaFleur. I think this Aaron Rodgers getting traded thing is old. If Aaron were on the back end, Aaron Rodgers is playing his best football close to ever right now. I am not trading him and making another team a Super Bowl favorite. For what? For who? What are you going to have to give up for Aaron Rodgers? Honestly, honest question for you. And I understand Aaron Rodgers is, how old is he now? 38?
38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could have the next 5 years with Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, who you got? If you're a team, I'm going to give you Aaron Rodgers for 5 years or Deshaun Watson for 5 years.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
I would too. So how much is he going to cost?
Yeah.
Are the Steelers going to give up 4 ones?
Do they?
3 ones and 3 twos? Like, what does Aaron Rodgers cost? Okay, we'll give you Aaron Rodgers. I want TJ Watt and a first.
Which, and by the way, the last year of the deal is voided. He's got one more year left on this deal.
Yeah.
Because of his negotiations,
they're
going to
pay him
off-season
a bunch of money.
They're
going to make him a $40 million quarterback, 3 years, $120 guaranteed.
His dead cap is only $26,847 compared to $53 this year.
Yeah.
So it's gone down. It's in half of what it was. His base salary is $26,470. I don't understand. Maybe he's worked it out. He said his relationship with Gutekunst is much better this year.
Yeah, and he gets along fine with head coach LaFleur. And LaFleur's offense has clearly been very good for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Clearly been very good. The guy is clearly a star in the making. I think he's everything that people hope Sean McVay would be. I think LaFleur is, without maybe Russian models. And so, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing or good thing. I'm just saying that's a thing. That's what it
is. Yeah, no, LaFleur's married with a couple of kids. Yeah. He doesn't have a Russian model. He might have a Russian model. I don't know.
Well, he lives a Green Bay lifestyle. You lived in Green Bay. That's a different lifestyle.
There are no Russian models there. Trust me. Okay.
There's Russian dress. There's Russian island dressing.
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
Oh, maybe we could put this on the cheese curds, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Coach.
Listen.
We got you some fried cheese curds.
Mm. Yeah. Listen.
Come on in with the cheese curds. And is it marinara or ranch or what are you?
I got divorced up there, too. So, I mean, you can.
It's a good thing.
You can get divorced up there, but I'm saying it's not like you're going to have a wandering eye because unless you're.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a little some of this? You looking for a side piece, Coach? No, Marge. Oh, I'm not looking for a side piece. I'm just trying to get a ring. I'm trying to get that chip.
Yeah.
Hey, we got lots of chips in here. Not chips. The chip. The championship.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for chips.
We got fries.
We got chips.
We got wedgies.
Fried curds.
I could give you a wedgie.
Yeah, that's not what we want.
Anyway.
Well, if it gets a little late and you get a little cold, I know somebody who could do a little snuggle with you, Coach. But not looking to snuggle you. I just want my order, and I want to get home to the kids.
Here's the deal with Green Bay. If you're going to get three ones and, let's say, a two and a three or whatever you're going to get for Aaron Rodgers, you've only got him for one more year. You might think about this deal because that last year is voidable, that 2023. Do you want Aaron Rodgers for one more season, or do you want all of those value, or you might just have to let him go?
If you win a championship with Aaron Rodgers, maybe it's something you would consider. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, like, wait, if you win the championship, you bring him back. But I feel like if you win it, maybe there's some closure. You certainly have an era of good feelings with your fan base. Of course, maybe that is shattered by dealing him right away because, I mean, Jordan Love's not going to be the guy. But once you take that foray into quarterback uncertainty, we're there. Houston Texans are there.
Well, they got Jordan Love ready to go.
It's no good.
Jordan Love ready to go.
I guess. But looking for quarterbacks is just not that fun. But, you know, on the flip side, that's why you try to pile in.
On the flip side, you've got one more year and you got to let them walk for nothing.
You pile in number one picks. And you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's just in their first round pick this year is going to be pretty decent. I mean, well, it's going to be okay. What's their record right now?
No, they're in the playoff hunt.
Yeah,
they're right there. They
what are they? They have nine wins right now.
Yeah, they're 8-7-1 right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you'll have a decent draft pick, but you get multiple draft picks. You trade Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers, you're going to be drafted in the 30s.
Well, let's see what happens with the Colts. Let's see what happens with the Chargers. They're still in the hunt to get into the playoffs. The Chargers and Raiders are playing each other. And the Steelers have got one game left against Baltimore. They're still in the hunt at 8-8. The wild card has not been decided in the AFC.
No.
When we come back,
I want to do this. I want to go over. I've got all of the scenarios for AFC, NFC. We'll give you every single scenario for the playoffs as we are we're finally to week 18, which is week 17 for all the teams playing their 17th game. And then while we're at it, we may just have our own little conversation about whether or not 17 games makes any sense at all. It's 7:43 here on The Bench.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So let's start with the Texans game and the Tennessee game. Because Tennessee wins, they've got the number one seed.
They are playing for something.
Yes, they're playing for something.
It's a big deal.
Now, they were playing for something at home when the Texans went there and kicked their ass as well.
Right.
They were playing for something then. Now, it's a little bit different deal. Any chance that they come here and the Texans beat them again?
No.
Zero chance.
Zero chance, and my guess is the Texans will be close to a 10-point underdog.
Well, I haven't even seen the half. But, yeah, okay. But you know what? The Chargers came in here and said the same thing.
Yeah, I think I don't think the Tennessee Titans, who are beating up other teams and who are 11-5, I don't think the Texans can win. Big great story. There's a reason for the Texans to compete.
Yeah. No. Oh,
I mean, listen, there's a reason for them to compete.
I will say this about Coach Culley, man. These guys have fought for him. Yeah. I mean, here's the deal.
There's been some pretty bad stinkers in there, though, too.
Yeah, there's been some real bad stinkers. But you know, he's kept them pretty much together, and they've tried, and they're just not good enough. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, I like their effort all season long. It's not like, well, quite frankly, it's not like the Rockets, where you look and there's just guys are just, you know,
you never know if they're going to be playing. Yeah.
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 So they're going to show up. And, oh, by the way, they've given us some surprises. They give us a big surprise with San Diego, and it's at home, where Davis Mills plays like a totally different player at home as opposed to the road.
Uh-huh.
I give our guys a fighting chance here.
You take them. You're taking the points.
I will say this. For whatever reason, who do you think has played better against good teams than anybody in football?
Tennessee. Oh, I know it is, because look what they did to Buffalo. To Kansas City. Like the
Colts twice. Rams. They have
nobody has played better against the best teams than the Tennessee Titans.
They lost to the Patriots at the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, they have played really good football against good. They beat the 49ers.
Yeah.
I mean, this team has really played well against really good competition. Now, the Texans aren't that. So whatever happened that they let off their foot off the pedal those couple of weeks with Texans and Patriots back-to-back, I don't know. But they certainly have played good, and they got a lot to play for. So it would be silly to not give the 10.5. But you know what? The Texans have surprised us. I just have no – all season long, I have had zero ability to read the Texans and pick their games. Zero.
It's hard, but I will tell you that teams that were double-digit dogs didn't do that great last week. They're starting to fall off, and I mean, I had Falcons plus 14.5 and got there because of the hook, but I mean, it was, they lost by 14.
This season has been really funny, and I don't remember seeing as many double digit spreads as I've seen this season.
Yep. Well, especially
if there's either really, really good teams or really, really
the
bad
must
teams.
Win stuff really gets, I mean, they'll move lines 4 full points for must win situations. This is a must win for Tennessee, yeah. Really. I mean, it's must win. Buffalo Bills, if they beat the Jets, they will clinch. The game is, I think it's at home.
Yeah.
What are they?
17.
16? Yeah. I mean, 17-point favorite against the Jets. If the Patriots, they've clinched a playoff berth. If the Bills lose and the Patriots win against the Dolphins, they win the division. But my guess is New England might put it in cruise control a little bit. The Patriots will be at least the number 5 seed with the win. So they're in good shape. Dolphins are eliminated from the playoffs with their loss to the Titans. Their first-round pick goes to the Eagles in the 2022 draft. That stinks. The Bengals have clinched the AFC North with their win over the Chiefs. Cincinnati is the number 3 seed in the AFC, and that's that. They can clinch the number 1 seed if they win and the Titans lose and the Chiefs lose. Now, the Titans are playing the Texans.
And the Chiefs are playing the Broncos.
So I don't think both of those things are going to happen. The Steelers are alive in the race. They can clinch a playoff berth with a Week 18 win over the Ravens plus a Colts loss to the Jags. What are the Colts at Jaguars? 15?
The Colts.
Is a guess?
The Colts at the Jags are
13?
I don't even know if they're on the board. I'm not even sure they're on the
board. Well, maybe,
oh, yeah, here it is. 15.5.
Yeah. Road.
That would make them a
21-point favorite at home.
Yeah.
Be the biggest spread of the year.
Well, and rightfully so.
The Ravens probably aren't going to make the playoffs. They're 11th in the conference. They need a win, and the Ravens clinch a playoff berth if the Colts lose losses by the Colts, the Browns, the Chargers, and the Dolphins. Now, certainly the Browns and Dolphins could lose the Bengals and New England. I don't know who did the Chargers play.
The Chargers have a big one against the Raiders on Sunday.
Chargers, Raiders. Look, 3 of these can happen. Yeah. I just don't see the Colts losing to
the
Jaguars.
Well, the Chargers, should the Colts win, the Chargers and Raiders are playing for that last spot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's on Sunday night.
Colts are winning in. It's that simple. Yeah. Losing, they're out. I mean, that's really what's going to happen. You're not going to have, they can lose and get in, but the things that have to happen are so unlikely that It's just not even worth talking about. The Chargers eliminated the Broncos from the playoff race. They're number 7 seed with 1 week to go, losing a conference record tiebreaker to the Colts. But they own the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Raiders, who they face this next week. So that is a huge one between those two teams. The Raiders went over the Colts, keeps them in a playoff race, and they lose the head-to-head tiebreaker to L.A., currently the 7th seed, yet the Raiders play the Chargers this week. So if they win versus the Chargers and the Steelers, the Raiders can clinch a playoff berth with either of the following: win and in, or if the Steelers... Well, the Steelers didn't lose in Week 17, so never mind. That's what they have to
win
do.
And in.
Win and in.
Win and in.
So here's what's going to happen. Chargers-Raiders is going to get in. The Colts, if they win, they're going to get in. And then you have...
That's it. That's it in the AFC.
No, who's the other? Oh, and then the New England. Yeah.
New England's already in.
That's a pretty spry AFC playoffs.
Yeah. New England and Buffalo are already in. If the Bills lose and the Patriots win, they win the division, and the Bills are the wild card. Those teams are both in. And then over in...
Cowboys are a 4 seed.
The NFC, Philadelphia, is in as a wild card. Arizona, and if Arizona wins and the Rams lose, then is the champ.
Do the Cowboys have any reason to play?
The Cowboys...
locked into 4. Any reason that they maybe rest some guys?
I would imagine they're going to. They're only 7-point favorites at Philadelphia.
Yeah, I would...
And, well, Philadelphia is in, but they could better their position in the postseason with a win and a 49ers loss.
Yeah, I don't love the Cowboys going out there and putting everybody out there on the field in this game. I don't love that scenario because they're locked into 4. The Giants, if the Giants win, they're still eliminated, it looks like. That's what the math is telling me. All the AFC
if
North
the Giants
states,
win, they're still eliminated.
It still looks like they're, according to the
5
tiebreakers.
And 12, they're going to be still
the
eliminated.
The tiebreakers have them losing. Yeah. Bucks are 3 seed. They lose head-to-head tiebreaker with the Rams, by the way, for the number 2 spot. The Saints are alive. They're 1 game behind Philadelphia and San Francisco for the final playoff spot, but they lose the head-to-head tiebreaker to the Eagles. The Saints clinch a playoff berth with a win over the Falcons and a 49ers loss to the Rams. That's possible.
It is possible.
That's possible.
Very possible.
49ers could choke this thing away.
And you know what? If you want to know the truth, teams would much rather have the Saints in than the 49ers.
Oh, without Saints aren't dangerous.
Yeah. No, not nearly as dangerous.
Saints aren't dangerous.
As the 49ers.
The Rams clinch the NFC West with a win over the 49ers. So they're playing.
They're playing.
They're still playing. 49ers are fighting for their lives right now.
Yeah. The Rams could be the 2 seed. And as the 2 seed, they would play the 7 seed, which would be New Orleans or Philadelphia. New Orleans or Philadelphia. Yeah. So, well, we'll see. I mean, this is, it's all good. It's good stuff. But did we really need a 17th week? Honestly, if you want to know the truth, does this really add something to the season?
No, I didn't get anything out of it. You know what it did? You know what they could have done? Just 17th week is the catch-all week for COVID stuff in case COVID knocked out.
Yeah.
You
had
know,
this a bye
teams.
Week? Had this an open week?
Yeah, you could have potentially given the Ravens an opportunity to catch up with some of the COVID stuff that they had. But you had an injury to Lamar Jackson that hasn't healed. So that was...
Yeah, the problem with that is that the number 1 seeds would have 2 weeks up, would basically not play for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Would basically not play for 3 weeks. And that's... You know, that's a problem. See, Green Bay
that's
is going to continue to play because, oh, no, they've locked up the number 1 seed, so they can do what, you know, they don't even have to play this week. But I don't know if I like that as the number 1 seed taking basically 3 weeks off because, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to still play this week at Detroit. He's still going to play some. I don't know that I want to rest him. I don't know that I want at this time of the year guys to be taking 3 weeks off before they play again. It just seems like too much time off. You've been in a rhythm. You've been playing great football. I don't know. The 1 week off, I think helps, but I don't know that you want to take certainly 2 weeks, which basically is you're not playing for 3 straight weeks. You're taking
That's
3 weeks off. It's a lot.
That's a lot.
757 ESPN 97.5. John, we are going to talk about this on the other side. John has a good question, which I asked you before the show started.
Yep.
And we will talk about that on the other side. It's about the sacks record, which is a possibly falling. John Clay Wolf is joining us right now. He had 0 sacks this season. But he also put out there, what did we learn? What did we learn this bowl season? Yesterday, he put that tweet out there. And I know what I learned. And I learned that SMU sucks. That's all I learned this bowl season, John Clay Wolf. So I apologize for that. I don't know why. I don't know. That's the only thing I learned.
I'm on a different topic, talking about taking 3 weeks off. So how many times a week do you make love to your wife, Granada?
You know,
here we go.
Well, it's really
Gilbert. Turn it up.
Really, really not what a gentleman talks about on the air. If you want to know the truth, John Clay Wolf. But
make up a number.
Well, per week, 14, weekly. 14 or 15.
Right. So, I mean, really, what, twice or one and a half? So, I mean, if you're taking 3 weeks off from that procedure, have you ever looked at your ratings that next Monday morning? I have, and they're not good.
No, you don't want to take 3 weeks off. No, you know what? You get rusty. Your stuff gets rusty. Yeah.
So since the Texans are dead, and all we can talk about is Cowboys, since we're all in Texas, straighten me out real quick. Is this Green Bay Dallas game going to be in Green Bay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the number one seed. The Cowboys are the four seed. So they're going to have to go up to Green Bay, where they went before, and it was a great call on Dez Bryant. It was a perfect call, and the Cowboys were jobbed out of going to the Super Bowl. Right.
Do you want to go?
Do you want to go up to Green Bay?
Do you want to go?
Not really. Although I lived up there for 3 years. I've got a great bar. If you go up there, I can hook you up.
I need to go to that. If that happens, I need to go. Would that be the first round, or would that be the second round?
That'd be the second
round. First round.
No.
Second round.
No, second round. Because the Packers have the bye week. They're going to have an off week. And so the Cowboys are going to have to play against Arizona and then lose that game. And so why are you even going? Right?
You got a point.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, are you selling any, are you buying any cars from anybody, or what are you doing?
Yeah, no, it's been busy. Everything's, you know, life is grand. We've really launched nationally this year with Getting It In, and I've been traveling my balls off. I hope I can say that on the radio.
You just did. What was your best Christmas present?
My best Christmas present was a, you know, everybody's all Yellowstoned out, and I am too, and I got a cool gun, a 45, like the kind of gun they carry out there that the trigger that is on the bottom and the action flies out the top. It's just an old school saddle gun.
Oh, sweet.
And, yeah. I didn't ask for it. These guys gave it to me. I was like, man, I actually really like that. Thank you. A hog, something to go shoot hogs with. You want to go shoot hogs with me?
No. Nope.
Granado, and I don't mean chase girls after midnight.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. John Clay Wolf, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.